Let's get our Bibles this time and turn to the book of John chapter 4. Let me go to my message here. And I will give you a series of messages on the well. You know what the well is? Huh? Do you know how to dig a well? How many of you have dug a well? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. A deep well right there. You have dug it. Okay, taas nga kamay ulit. Okay, do you know how to dug a well, isn't it? Dig a well. Today, I will preach to you on the message entitled, Dig Your Own Well. In John chapter 4, verse 5 to 7, we read that. It says, Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. And in verse number 12, Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Now take note, this verse happened during the New Testament times. And Jacob's well was dug in the Old Testament times. In a span of more than 2,000 years, the well was still being used. What is the span of one church? I am pastoring a church now for 31 years. So I started from zero, this church. We're just adding up. We're adding congregations. We're adding satellites. When I started, our first attendance was 96. We're now averaging about 2,500 in Sunday school. 31 years. We have added upon our roster more than 300 churches and missions and ministries we have supported and started organized all over the world, not just the Philippines. Does not include the people we're supporting now. It's just our own ministry over here. Our offering that we started was 128 pesos in September of 1975. Last year, we averaged 554,000 a week in the offerings. From 124 pesos in 75 to 554,000 a week. Last Sunday, our offering was 1,057,000. Don't you want to have a kind of a church? Of course you do. Am I right? You want that. Some people are telling me only those who are modernistic churches would have offerings like that. But not a fundamental Baptist church. I don't want to be called fundamental anymore. I want to be called biblical Baptist church. All right? Not an independent biblical Baptist church. No. They'll never have a kind of an offering. You know why? Because they're too fundamental. If you want to have good offerings, you want to be liberal. Why? Because the Bible says a liberal soul shall be made fat. How many of you here don't have needs in your ministries? All of us have needs. Am I right? And so we can pray for you better, and maybe You can tell us your need so we can pray for you. And you can tell us if you need support so we can pray for your support. Amen? I want my staff to get you a piece of paper and tell us about your ministry and your immediate need, your urgent needs, and if you need support so we can pray for you. But you know why we have conference like this? Not for you to look at this ministry and to look at me and say, "Boy, great, Benny Abante." No. I want that you also be able to do what we can do. Maybe not in a large scale as we can, but in your own scale that you can. That you can have the resources in your ministry and not to be dependent on somebody else. I'm against any church dependent on outside support. Hello? Because that is not a church. You might get angry at me. I mean, how would a big church like this be still dependent? Huh? On outside support. Why are you able to build buildings and then you cannot maintain it? So you need to go back to America and raise support so you can maintain your buildings. That's wrong. Alright. So, this is a message that you need. Dig your own well. By way of introducing the subject, let me speak about the well for a while. The well from which Jesus once asked a Samaritan for a drink is fed by underground springs. Di ba? Masarap ang tubig sa well. Especially sa probinsya. Dito, hindi. And you know what? Its water is fresh and cool because it comes from the rocks. Because the water is moving and it does not come from a cistern. The ancient people calls it living water, a term to which Jesus gave a new and a special meaning. If you look at that, okay, yung well ni Jacob is a circular stone stairs 15 or 20 feet below ground level to a vaulted room floored with stone mosaics and decorated in Greek Orthodox style. Looking around the small chamber to the side opposite to the stairs, we see it. This is Jacob's well, where Jesus encountered a Samaritan woman and discussed the spiritual water which quenches forever the soul's deepest thirst. Although Jacob's well, it is called Jacob's well in the New Testament, the Old Testament does not mention its origin. It's not there. The account in Genesis does say that Jacob purchased a land at the village of Shechem, or modern Nablus, very near this Samaritan site of Sychar. Today is called Askar. Yung Askal, asong kalye, to Askar to. But the authenticity of this well is undisputed. It is there. In every civilization, they would cover the well with earth. They would fill it up so they won't use it. But then they would dig it again and fill it and dig it for many centuries. That during Christ's time is still being used. Samaritans, Muslims, Christians, and Jews all agree that this is the place where the story took place recorded in John chapter 4. Do you know how to dig your own well? Let me teach you how. Because I dug my own. And God has given me a great well of water. How do we do it? First of all, be a pioneer. Be a pioneer. Step out by faith and say, I will do it. Amen? Step out and say, by faith, I will do it. When you step out as a pioneer, you are stepping out by faith. Every preacher steps out by faith. And the word faith does not mean you have no resources. Change your mind on that. It's just like what I mentioned to you last night. When a preacher came to me, you know, and began to tell me, when I asked him, how are you? And he says, pag-ano mo lang yung ano dyan, yung frequency, because it's coming in. Alright, it's coming in. That's the frequency of the microphone. It's coming in. Alright? So, I asked one preacher, how are you? And the preacher said, ito lang, I'm living by faith. I'm living by faith. What do you mean living by faith? And then he said, well, I have nothing. I have no money. I have no support. I have nothing. I'm living by faith. Living by faith does not mean nothing. Living by faith does not mean poverty. Living by faith doesn't mean that you have nothing at all. When I started this church, I also had no resources like I have now. But I don't complain of having no resources. Why? Because I have the Lord who supplies all the needs. The problem with Filipino pastors is that they don't look at God. They look on somebody else. And then they become what? They become jealous of somebody else. They become envious of somebody else. And instead of the Lord supplying the need, God will not, because you're envious of somebody else. So, baguhin natin yung eto na, I live by faith, dahil walang wala tayo. Hindi tama salita yun eh. Kaya nga sinasabi ko sa inyo, eh bakit sa Abraham, live by faith, he had everything. Job, live by faith, he had everything. Noah, live by faith, he was blessed of God. Am I right? See? Don't change it, folks. Live by faith according to God's word. Be a pioneer. You might have no resources. And if I told you, if I'm going to tell you right now about how I started, you wouldn't want to start your ministry. In the first place, I had no support when I started. Do you know why? Because no one will support me. I'm a renegade. I'm a rebel. I always pick up a fight. Nobody likes me. Except my dad. I can say with the Apostle Paul, I stood alone. Many of you were not like that, because when you started, you have a mother church that gave you the support that you need. I had a mother church that is poorer than I am. They're going to support me. But you know what? I step out by faith. I begin to pioneer. I begin to realize, in order for me to get money, I have to win souls. It's just like what the Lord Jesus Christ did. He asked the apostles, okay, now catch a fish. And the fish was caught. And the Lord took the coin out of the fish mouth. That's exactly how to build a church. You want to have money? Catch a fish. Be a pioneer. Step out by faith and say, I will do it. Then number two, lead a pioneering expedition. Lead a pioneering expedition. What do I mean by that? Train others by saying, we will do it. And some of the times, pastors, when you begin to have workers, you begin to rest and say, okay, do it. No, we will do it. Let us do it. You know, the business of the ministry is quite different from the business of the secular world, because in the secular world we have supervisors. In the ministry we have no supervisors. You know what I'm saying? You do not supervise your workers. You work with your workers. You don't sit down and just tell the workers, do this, do this, do this, and do that. And then they say, what are we going to do, Pastor? Well, you have no right to ask them that. You don't have workers to tell them what to do. You have workers to train them and show them what to do. Do it. We will do it. Amen? I've been 38 years in preaching the gospel, 31 years pastoring. I should be resting now. You know, I have no time to check on my workers. I have no time to supervise them. Do you know why? Because I have my own work as they have theirs. Amen? And the reason why they are there, so that the other works that I cannot do, they'll do it. But when you speak of being pioneering, folks, you're always pioneering. When I entered politics, it was a pioneering thing. Nobody among the Baptist people ever even realized a Baptist preacher can be a counselor in Manila, not a counselor in the province. You know what I'm saying? A counselor in Manila. And a Manila counselor is just like a congressman in your province. Do you realize that? See? I pioneered that. And I won. I pioneered by entering politics by being a congressman. And I won. And a congressman in Manila is almost like a senator in the Philippines. That's a different story at all. Because this is the prime city. This is quite different. It's all pioneering. And you know what? God gave me that. Other preachers say, well, what is Benny Abay doing in politics? Huh? Can he serve two masters? Of course not. Being a congressman is not my master, it's my ministry. You know what I'm saying? This is my first pulpit. My second pulpit is Congress. You try to go to Congress and make it your pulpit. They'll bowl you out. And you'll even go to prison because you have no personality. But the year 2010, if God allows me to live longer, but the year 2010, if God allows me to be in the government, I'll be the mayor of Manila. And Manila is the wealthiest local government unit in this country. The wealthiest. Today, there's a 7 billion peso budget for a year. 7 billion. You ask your governor, what is your budget? It will not even go to a billion pesos. By 2010, I will become the mayor of Manila. Lead a pioneering expedition. If I become a mayor, you know what happened? If I become mayor here in 2010? Huh? This city will be a character first city. All of the barangay chairman here, all of the officials here must attend Bible seminars by hook or by crook. or they don't receive their budget. Every barangay hall will be converted into Bible studies hall. And so by 2011, I'm going to invite you here to start your work. I am dreaming, hello? But you know what? Everything starts with a dream. So number one, be a pioneer, amen? I will do it. Step out by faith. Number two, lead a pioneering expedition. Train others by saying, we will do it. Let us do it. Number three, be prepared to encounter opposition. The enemy will stop the wells from flowing. Amen? The enemy will stop the wells from flowing. Don't let the enemy stop you by saying, we will be what? What? Vigilant. Okay. Ano yung una? Be a pioneer. Step out by faith and say what? Say it louder. Number two, lead a pioneering expedition. Train others by saying? Okay, number three, be prepared to encounter opposition. The enemy will stop the wells from flowing. Don't let the enemy stop you by saying what? Hey, by saying what? Matapang naman ang pagsabi. Hindi ba na-pronounce yan? Mayroon bang i-pronounce? We will be vigilant. Say it like a soldier. Ready, go!
We will be
vigilant. Alright. Genesis 26. Genesis 26, verse number 15. For all the wells which his father's servants had dig in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Verse 18. And Isaac dig again the wells of water which they had dig in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Hey, they will stop the wells from flowing. But don't be discouraged. Don't be deterred. They will fill up your wells with earth. But say, we will be what? Vigilant. Do you know why? Because the Bible says the devil is like a what? A roaring lion. A roaring lion. Wow! Seeking whom he may what? Devour. Do you know some of you preachers? Just the roar. You quit already. Roar lang yan, nakikwit ka na. We will be vigilant. Okay. Number four. Continue to look for wells that will water your ministry. Don't just dig for one well. Dig many wells. Continue to look for wells that will water your ministry. You know? Genesis 26 verse 19. And Isaac's servants dig in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdman of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdman, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Ezek, because they strove with him. And they dig another well and strove for that also. And he called that name of it Sitna. And removed from tents and dig another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful. Hey, fruitful in the land. Hey, the enemy will try to not only oppose you, but they will try hard for you not to build a well. The wells that you dig, they will try to fill up with earth and stop the flowing of it. And then they will try to stop you from digging the well. Continue digging. But don't get the well of another. Are you listening to me? Don't get the well of another. Dig your own well. Don't rob other wells. Hello? Alam nyo, meron tayong nakakita mga pastor na nakakuha lang ng support sa Amerika, ngayabang na. Ayos kong sabihin sa inyo, mga kapatid, mas dapat magyabang ang isang pastor na siyang nagdig ng kanyang well kaysa kumukuha ng tubig sa ibang well. Huwag yung pagmamalaki sa akin ang pera nyo sa Amerika. Baka tapalan ko yan. I don't know why people are so proud of their borrowed money. Oh, they show their car. Who bought the car? Oh, my American friends. Your church ought to buy your car. My Korean friends. My Taiwanese friends. Who bought your house? Well, my Japanese friends. Why dig a well if you will get the water from somebody's well? Not only that. Why dig a well if you always get the water from your mother's church? Tagat-tagal mo ng church at mission yung support mo, nasa Mother's Church pa. Hello? Hindi lang pinag-uusapan dito yung support abroad. We are also talking about here. I mean, you know what? At this MBBC churches, if I will support them forever, they're not MBBC. Because we teach them to stand on their own. Why are you always dependent on somebody's well? Very quiet. Huh? Is the mother's church always the mother's church because you can always go back? Huh? Is it not that even a child has to be weaned from his mother's breast? Am I right? Tawag sa Tagalog, inaawat. Diba? Terrible. Ang tanda-tanda mo na sumususo ka pa. Kakahiya ka naman. Magpantalong ka na! Naka-diaper ka pa. Nakalampin ka pa. Terrible. Woo! Bihira. Yung pang ibig sabihin ng mothers, you know what? Listen. Some people think that I control pastors. I don't. You can ask our missions and our churches here. I control them. I don't. I might be dynamic. I might get angry. But I have no reason to control any pastor of a church. Know what I'm saying? And so many times, there are some pastors of big churches that always want to give support so they can control those small churches. Money is always the basis of control. So, what do mission pastors do? They rebel against the mother church. by cutting the water out. Instead of partnering with the mother church, say, Pastor, I believe we can do it. We are going to dig our own well. God has been very good to us, and we are becoming fruitful. And Pastor, we will partner with you to give your support to someone else that needs it. So that the work of God will be fully supported all throughout the country. And if that have been the attitude of every Baptist pastor, this whole country should have been full of Baptist churches. But no, you think poor, and because you think poor, you are poor. What a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what do you do when you think poor? You look to America, and you look to Taiwan, and you look to Japan. I have to go there and get support. You know what's that? That's stupid. I'm not against people going to America. I go there once in a while. But when you begin to be dependent on someone else, you are not building a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are building a welfare indigent ministry. Magalit na kayo sa akin, gusto niyo. Pero, mga kapatid, yan ang totoo. I stand on the Word of God, folks. Masarap makita na may property ka at may building ka na pinagpawisan mo at pinagpawisan ng mga members mo. And this is always true. When a property is bought by another outside your ministry, when a building is built by another outside your ministry, when your resources come from outside your ministry, it's always true, your members don't give properly. And they will not give properly. Because you hold them back from giving. You tie their hands to give. Continue to look for wells that will water your ministry. 1 Corinthians 15:58 is a favorite verse of my father. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And always abounding means continuing. Amen? Never quitting. Continuing. That's why my father continued on for more than 45 years of ministry. Whatever happened, he was there. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. May mga pastor tayo, pinakakita ng Amerikano. May pera kaya ito? Pag nakita ko, ito may pera ito. May pork barrel ito eh. I'm not corrupt. What I'm saying? And if I am corrupt, I'll not even go to jail. If I am corrupt, I'll earn 40% of every pork barrel fund that comes into my hands. I handled more than 100 million of priority projects last year in my district. Now, not the money, but the projects. Never hold the money. I don't want to hold the money. But I identify projects because I am one of the pets of the president. I get more than any congressman. If I'm corrupt, I can get 40% of 100 million. And that is 40 million that will go to my private bank. 40 million. But sad to say, I am not corrupt. Well, if you want, we can have a conference next year and I'll be corrupt a little bit for you. Can I be corrupt? Konti lang para sa inyo. Para ba nag-conference tayo rito? Nasa malaking hotel kayo. Konti lang, mga kapatid. Sino may gusto? Maging corrupt lang ako ng kaunti. Sino may gusto? Pakita sa kamay. Kunyari pa kayo, gusto niyo yun? That's why I can raise my voice and point my finger to every congressman and tell them that you can be a public servant in this nation and be incorruptible. Continue to look for wells that will water your ministry. What the Bible say in verse number 22 of Genesis 26? And we shall be fruitful in the land. God wants you to be fruitful in your ministry. Amen? God would like to give you members that will be your water, that will be watering you. Amen? And giving you everything that you need. Amen. Amen? Yes. There's nothing wrong with having material wealth as long as you do not cheat and rob and steal and you honor God with your giving. I had a Jaguar my church gave me 4 years ago. I sold it. When I sold it, my church said, Pastor, why do you sell your Jaguar? It's 4 years old. Well, buy another car. So I got a brand new BMW. A birthday gift for me from my church. What am I saying here? I'm saying is this. If you dig your own well and continue digging and be honest and do what you can, and abounding in the work of God, one day you're going to reap the fruits of your labors. But you've got to teach your people that. Terrible ang mga members ninyo. 10 taon na yung barong nyo. Kahit malang barong hindi kayo mabigyan. Nung klase mga members yan. Babatuhin ko yan, baka ko pastor doon eh. Punta kayo sa church nyo, sabihin nyo mga walang kwenta kayo. Mas kayo rito. Pero manda ka pa, umalis yan. Alright. Then number 5 and last. Always be dependent on the living water. You cannot dig your own well and have water in it if you're not dependent on the living water. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Learn from the examples of biblical pioneers. Read Hebrews 11. Read the book of Acts over and over again. If you will read books on how to plant churches, many of you have read the books of Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. You have read the book of John Maxwell Fellowship. You have read the book of other books. Don't fail to read the Bible. It's the best textbook. Amen? The book of Acts will tell you how to build a church. Learn from the examples of biblical pioneers. When I started my own work 31 years ago, I spent my time reading the book of Acts over and over again, and I called it the primer for church ministries. It's the primer. Why should pastors like you get old and be frustrated and disappointed in your ministry? That you cannot even get your children to college and get them to finish their schooling, and your wife can't even have a new dress once every 3 months. Why? Did God call you
To be like that? To be frustrated? To be disappointed? Did God call you to be lonely? Did God call you to be sad? Did God call you to be dependent? No! God called you to be fruitful. That's my God. I don't know what kind of a God you have.
Okay, Bea? Ayos, ha? Pwede na kayo umuwi. Okay. Make a review here. Number one, be a pioneer. Step out by faith and say what? Number two, lead a pioneering expedition. Train others by saying what? Number three, be prepared to encounter opposition. The enemy will stop the wells from flowing. Don't let the enemy stop you by saying what?
Patumihina.
Asan yung parang generals, what?
We will be vigilant. Ah, talaga, mayroon palang ipronounce yun.
Alright. Continue to look for wells that will water your ministry. Dig it yourself. Sabi ko sa inyo, ha, huwag kayong magnanakaw ng balon. Magproselyte ng member. Mag-aaten kayo sa isang church, iispatan nyo kung sinong businessman doon. Iimbitahan mo for breakfast. Sasabihin mo, mas maganda yung church ko kaysa church niya. Oh, nangyayari ba yan?
Yes.
Ang dami nangyayari niyan. Iispatan, sino kaya member ditong giver? Ah, yun. Makilala nga. Maimbitahan. Gawin nyo sa church ko yan. Nag-uusap pa kayo, tinetext na ako ng member ko.
Folks, listen. When I dig this well, or when I dug this well many years ago, the Lord gave me students, just students. No money, young. And you know, at times, I give them money to come to church. Just plain high school and college students. Tommy Kotara is one of them. Tommy, you stand up. Student. No money. I spend with them every day. I spend time with them. Discipling them, everything. Today, those students are businessmen. He's a businessman. I was earning thousands of money. I have a student who became a businessman and work in a big company here, earning half a million pesos a month today. Just students today are earning millions and giving hundreds of thousands in the ministry. You know what? It's all attitude. I promise to God I will never murmur. I will never attack somebody else. I'll never complain. I will not be envious. I will not be jealous. I'll just work for God's glory. And God gave me the desires of my heart. Now, we are in a fruitful land. We just bought a property called the White House. This year, paid $7.4 million. Very expensive property. The owner of that next property came here last night wanting to sell her property to us. And you know, I would always think that if the owner would go by my terms, it means God's giving it to me. And that owner that prayed last night he said, everything the pastor wants, I'll give it. Okay. So we have a sale. That property over there. And you know what? Many years ago I said, one day, we're going to own 1/4 of Santa Ana. These were Iglesia Ni Cristo started their own church. before Christ comes back, Santa Ana will be the hub of a Baptist church. Right here. That property there, that big building there, this rotunda, they're selling it to us for 25 million. He's not selling it to anybody. A lot of people came to buy it. He's not selling it. He's waiting on me to buy it. And I'm going to buy that. I'm now using my funds to beautify the rotunda. Using government funds to beautify everything here. Not my church building, no. It's wrong. It's graft and corruption. But you know what? While our church beautifies this building, and we just renovated the whole thing, as you can see, it's brand new, the paint and everything. You can go out there, and you're going to find the outside there very beautiful. Everything is beautiful here. Okay? We're buying those properties while my congressional funds is beautifying all the streets. Everything here, the rotunda. We're going to put up a Baptist leisure park right here. It's in my vision right now. When you come to a conference like this, you can walk right there. You're just walking right in the park. Huh? Thank the government congressional funding. So, what do I say? Be a congressman. See if you can. What I'm saying is this. Always depend on the living water. Alright. Tomorrow, we will continue our study on the well. Today is dig your own well. Maybe tomorrow, we will speak on draw water from your own well. Things like this, okay? You're going to learn more.